Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Phoenix, you mentioned it. Chris Paul, spectacular game. 41 points, 8 assists, and get this, Rob, 0 turnovers. A guy that was having a bad series, shooting 32% from the floor through the first 5 games, or at least for
no,
him
he wasn't playing
three,
well. And you know that, Chris, games. You mentioned it yesterday. The last couple of games, you know, once he came back, he just wasn't playing that well.
The talk was that they might be better in this series, not overall, with campaign. And Chris went out and put that talk to rest, and he put the L.A. Clippers to rest along with them. And he has been getting his flowers all day long. Even Pat Beverly saw the outpouring of praise and decided to apologize for that weak push in the back. And I like Pat Beverly. I've said he's the epitome of the type of guy, you know, that you hear this said about. You hate to play against him, but you'd love to have him on the team. But that move, that shoving Chris Paul in the back, was the weakest move I've seen in pro sports in a long time. That was just straight up weak. And he apologized today.
No, of course that was. You don't want to go out like that, like, you know, classless. You know, just be classy. Your team had a valiant effort. You know what I mean? Ran out of gas, and he played well.
Just got
give him his due and leave it at that. You know what I mean? Right. You don't want to go where you're making a scene or you're doing something silly, so you
and
don't want to do
that. If you are going to make a scene, do it in his face. You don't push nobody in the back like that. That was beyond a cheap shot, because a cheap shot is in usually in the thick of the action, right? You throw the ball at somebody. You hit somebody extra hard in play. But just to do that was weak. But again, he apologized. I'm not saying he should be canceled or, you know, you got to hate him. It was just a bad move. He lost control.
He apologized. Frustrated. Why? People make mistakes in life all the time. There used to be a radio announcer.
It was a bad move. That's fine. He still needs to get chastised.
No, I'm not talking about that.
He's lucky
saying
Chris Paul didn't get hurt.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm talking about canceling somebody. He apologized. Okay. I mean,
absolutely.
Okay. And that's why Bob Murphy was a Mets announcer for 100 years in New York. He used to always say, that's why they put erasers on pencils. Because people make mistakes. That's all I'm saying. He made a mistake. He owned up to it. Okay, apologize. He got beat up. He apologized for it. Let's move on.
Rumor has it, though, Rob, that while everybody's been giving Chris Paul and the Phoenix Suns flowers, you want to hate.
I'm just going to educate.
Is that true? Okay. The floor is yours.
All I'm going to say, and I want you guys, don't be reactionary, and the people listening in Phoenix are going to get their panties
be that.
in a bunch, is that when I think about the Phoenix Suns and their run to the championship, there's just two questions. Was it for real or was it for Gazy? Was it fraudulent? I'm saying it's for Gazy. I know they were the number two seed in the West, but let's just be honest. They had the easiest path. It was a mass unit that they went through. Anthony Davis, remember they were down in that series. Chris, everybody thought the Lakers were going back to the championship. Anthony Davis gets hurt. Suns win that series. We knew that eventually Denver was going to have to pay the piper without having Jamal Murray. They had a nice run, but you can't keep that up without losing a player of his caliber. And then nobody thought the Clippers were going to even beat Utah after Kawhi Leonard got hurt in game 4. They win that series, and of course, the Suns are able to go through the Western Conference without playing against their best player. Hey, if they win the championship, it counts. I'm not going to sit here. I'm not into asterisks or trying to tell people whatever. But I'm telling you, if I touched the Suns championship run to the finals, I'd have to wash my hands. If I went to the bank and tried to cash a check from them, it would bounce. If they gave me any money in my hand, it would be a $3 bill. That's how fugazi this run to the NBA Finals has been for the Suns. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Nice job, Chris Paul, but you got lucky. The Red Sea parted for you to allow the Suns to get to the NBA Finals. That's where we are. I want people to own up to it. No AD. No Jamal Murray. No Kawhi Leonard. You know what that means? It means easy street for the Phoenix Suns. Go ahead, roll around in it. Feel good. Add a little baby oil, whatever you need. It's fugazi.
Rob Parker. No. Alex, do not do that. He deserves no applause.
Rob Parker.
For that foolishness. For that garbage. For that haterade, we will not have that on The Odd Couple.
Wow.
Clapping for that ridiculous take. Are you serious? Two words. Stop it. Oh, Anthony Davis hurt. Guess who else was hurt, Rob? Chris Paul. That's right. You conveniently left that out of your little spiel. Instead of picking your music to play during your little hot-to-trot diatribe, you should have looked up the facts. Chris Paul was hurt, too. And then Denver, it ain't like they struggled with Denver. It's not like it was a nail-biter. Like it was a series that was up for grabs. They blew them out. First game, beat them by 17. Second game, beat them by 25. Third game, 14. I mean, they blew the doors off of the MVP and his squad. And then you got nerve about the Clippers. Of course, Kawhi Leonard's hurt. But you still thought they were going to win the finals or at least get to the finals. You weren't worried about Kawhi's injury when you stood by that pick. Now you want to cry? Now you want to moan? Now you want to disregard what the Phoenix Suns, who have not been in the playoffs in 10 years, did? The Phoenix Suns, whose second and third best players had never even played in the postseason? No. Give them their propers, Rob Parker. Admit your pick was wrong and give the Phoenix Suns props because they deserve it. We all know everybody's banged up. Everybody's hurt. Don't be mad at them because they got through it better than everybody
else.
I'm
just giving facts, just like they'll wind up winning a championship with either Giannis not playing or Trae Young not playing. It would be fitting that one of those two, no matter which team they draw in the finals, one of those two guys won't be playing, and that'll be their championship. And they'll have four straight series where the star player was out and they were able to win. That's all I'm saying. I'm giving you facts about people who are looking at the Suns and making it like they knocked off everybody. And I'm not saying that Chris Paul in the Lakers series or trying to act like it didn't matter. Anthony Davis is the difference, and you know that when it comes to the Lakers. LeBron can't lead anybody. Once Anthony Davis was down, nah,
he's been
not
leading
anymore.
His whole career.
He can't do it anymore.
Anthony Davis can't lead anybody either.
Nah, he can't do it anymore. You know, once Anthony Davis was out, the Lakers had no shot, even with LeBron.
Chris Paul was hurt. He's their leader. Who thought Devin Booker was going to emerge? This is his first time in the playoffs. And Rob, did you say the same thing in Detroit when their first finals that they won, Magic Johnson only played 75 minutes?
We talk about it all the time, and it's a part of a narrative, just like when the Warriors won their first championship with Steph Curry
right.
and all the
point guards.
So we
don't take that
guards.
Away from him?
I didn't say I'm taking away. All I'm saying is the run is for Gazy. They had nothing but breaks along the way, and they can even potentially have a break in the championship. They're living a charmed life in the desert. That's all. Call it the way I see it. You know me. I'm about facts. F-A-C-T-Z. Facts.
877-99-05. Will you please call this man up and put some knowledge in his head, reel him back in, and give the Suns props. Of course, he's right about the injuries, but the Suns were injured too. Chris Paul missed the first two games of this series.
Rob Parker.
The first two games,
spot on,
Rob,
Chris.
You forgot. You conveniently left that out too. That Chris Paul missed the first two games of the series. They went into the Western Conference Finals with Cameron freaking Payne.
Let me,
starting at point guard.
I'm going to take
a
bow.
And they're living a charmed life?
I'm going to take a bow for my fans because they know where I'm coming from.
Alex
Thank you.
Is just mad because I
Thank
said
you very
he'd be
much.
Fine with Iowa Sam next week. That's all. That's why you got the music and the applause.
Well done, Rob.
You know what it's called?
Go,
you know,
Rob.
You know what? Alex is a radio guy, so he understands when somebody
you get it,
comes
Rob.
In with preparation and a presentation and a show and, you know, can move the needle. So Alex appreciates all that stuff. Alex, thank you.
Rob, you know what?
It.
I've been in radio, TV. Nobody gives a take like you, Rob. Well
thank
done.
You, my man.
Gosh.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I just started doing
out.
Talk radio.
Rob, if you're in studio, watch out because Alex's nose is growing. It's going
wow.
right through the glass and smack you in the face if
hey,
you're in studio.
I started talk radio in 1994, Alex. Can you tell?
I can tell, my guy.
All
All right. Yeah, I can tell too. old and creepy.
Whatever.
Old curmudgeon.
Oh, I'm creepy now. Wow. Hey, little girl, what's happening?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Our next guest is a legend. There's no other word to use. He's a former sports marketing executive, profiled in ESPN's 30 for 30 as Soul Man. Sonny Vaccaro. Sonny, man, it's great to have you on the show. How are you?
Well, I'm very well, and my mind is all ready to go to meet two brilliant quizzeteers. Can I call you guys quizzeteers?
Yes.
But I started at the end of the Masters thing here, and I didn't know whether it was a positive or a negative. But even I, who traveled limited around the world, it must have been an interesting subject, since I think Tyrone Lewis the other day made a mention of Masters. So I don't know if they're a paid sponsor of you guys or what's happening.
No, you know what?
Time you're in L.A., Sonny, yes, go to Mastro's Steakhouse. It's a steakhouse. It's delicious.
I, you know what? You, with all your genius and all your culinary, you know, information you have in your head, Chris, I can say this to you, okay? I know what's in there, and I know what would taste. It was a monumental thing for me to even hear that name, because Mastro's was one of those mysterious restaurant names all over the, you know, when you're growing up. No one actually went to Mastro's, did they? You're like talking about what's inside if you happen to go. So we gave them 100. Listen, we should be calling down. We get a market. Maybe we'll get a deal with Mastro's.
Right. Hey, everything's on the board right now.
That's
nowadays.
Right.
So let's get right there. I mean, you are one of the guys who, I mean, for years has been saying these athletes need to get paid. And this isn't the end, but it's the first step. What are your thoughts on the whole name, image, likeness now? You already see college athletes capitalizing.
Well, I'm ecstatic, and, you know, I'm happy for one thing, you know, above everything. The athletes are going to now get their due. I'm sad in the same breath, and I have to say this on this show, gentlemen, is what's wrong with this is thousands and thousands of athletes for all these years of being run by the empire called the NCAA refused to accept what was not only human and the right thing to do, it was lawfully the right thing to do. So I feel bad, but you go on with life and you go forward. And I think, you know, and Chris, let me sneak this in right away in case I forget to tell what I really want to say on your show. This thing could have been settled years ago. I was in the rooms when the lawyers from O'Bannon, I went to every meeting, every night about 11 o'clock, you know, Mr. Hounsfield and Mr. Eisen would invite me down to Marriott, and they'd just tell me what was happening. I certainly didn't make any decisions. But I can tell you, and I've said it in a few shows, and I'll tell it to your audience right now, if they would have made an offer to do something for these athletes during the trial while we were still in there, until it went beyond the point of no return, obviously, we would have listened. Because if you go back during that trial and that time period, where we were going, how we got further than anyone ever got. And right. Remember now, the Supreme Court was going to be on the table after. See, we weren't thinking, but we felt that this was going to, you know, happen. What happened, you know, 10 years later. So what I'm saying, the arrogance and the greed of the NCAA carried over to a point where I don't think they'll ever recoup from this. Not from the monetary situation, gentlemen. Not from anything other than they were wrong and they lied to these kids for years. 9-0 was the best number I've ever heard. My brother's a bookmaker, and if you put 9-0 up on all the odds that went in our favor 10 years ago, in the Supreme Court, that O'Bannon would be 9-0, even though it wasn't O'Bannon. It was Alston, I know. But we know it was O'Bannon.
Mm. Mm. And Sonny, the reason the players were able, the schools were and the NCAA were able to take advantage, is because when you're not like unionized or not speaking as one, you know what I mean? Like, it's a harder fight. Am I right? That's why they've been able to take advantage of the athletes, because they were in this by themselves. The coaches hold their scholarships, you know, and all that. So you can't really fight or fight this battle without somebody to back you.
And if you followed after O'Bannon, Ramogi and Kane Coulter had the right idea. What they won, but they lost because who? So the union didn't back them up in a 2-1 reversal, right? I mean, everything is, you had to have. But what I believe we had from then till now, gentlemen and audience, Sonny Vaccaro believes, was the emergence of women in women's sports and emergence in women on the Me Too movement in Hollywood and all that sort of stuff. But the girls in the sports start monetizing themselves in different ways and mentally telling the world, we are athletes also. But also, what I totally, totally believe in here is their foolishness in dealing with an all-in point. They dealt with an all-in in the O'Bannon case and in Alston. The Supreme Court, obviously they had opinions. They thought that was their last resort, and they could avoid it again because the NCAA for years and all the other, the Knight Commission, the Drake Group, all well-meaning, intentioned people, never had the clout to change it. You and I both know that. Right. But the NCAA would do what? They'd have a blue ribbon committee. We'll research it, and you know, and I don't know Condoleezza Rice. She's an intelligent woman, and all that sort of stuff. And all the people on there, I believe, were honest people with a degree of sympathy towards them. They didn't know what they were dealing with. They couldn't possibly understand. Look at the people who were on these things. Every once in a while, they threw an athlete in there. Okay, you could not possibly, gentlemen, and you guys are too young to understand too. All the problems started way back in the 50s. The NCAA has always been illicit. But the NCAA, like a movement, like some religious movement, like James Jones, they just snuck up on people.
A cult,
and they snuck
right.
up. Yeah, right. That's what it is. I'm not hiding, and you both are in town.
Chris and I agree with you, Sonny. And I agree with you.
Okay.
What they've done is wrong to call it amateur sports and have a $6 billion deal with CBS. And you remember when they used to throw kids out of school if they got a free pizza or a pair of sneakers or, you know what I mean, or something like that. It was terrible.
What about A.J. Green? What about, you know, whenever he's his uniform or his jersey or something? It's actually pathetic. It really is. But what
we were saying
we
that earlier, right? Yeah. And the kids from Ohio State, the football players who got tattoos and stuff.
And don't forget, the NFL suspended Terrell Pryor when he got to the league for stuff he did at Ohio State. You remember that?
Sure I do. Because why? They're co-conspirators, gentlemen.
Yep.
They're co-conspirators.
Well, Sonny, let me ask you this. Because even with this ruling, the NCAA, no money is coming out of their pocket. This is just the kids being able to capitalize on new money, if you will.
This is new money.
What do you think the next step should be for the NCAA? Because they're still going to be making all their money off the kids. What do you think the next step should be? Whether it will be or not, what should it be?
Well, if I were the NCAA and I'm on the precipice of losing all power, because if Senator Murphy's group wins and the government gets involved, it's game, set, match. The NCAA is over. There's no way. They may have a name recognition, and they also got to play out their contract with the tournament, with the NCAA, with CBS and the other networks. I understand that. But it's over if government gets into it, because power of the entity will be given to individuals. I don't know if they're political. And again, how do we rate, you know, individuals? How will they lean? No one knows anything. But gentlemen in the audience listening to tonight, is the NCAA is the judge and jury and the paymasters of everything within their domain. They penalize the athletes or don't penalize them. Some schools get home free, you know, no matter what they did or thought they did or we think they did, and some athletes get paid. one of the most egregious times, and I hope I get in a minute to say this, the egregious times of the last 5 years of the NCAA or six, they had the worst record any company could ever have. They lost the Miami case where this guy Shapiro is running around partying with the president of, and she's a big time lady, Dara Shaila. She was the president of the University of Miami. He has his own suite. He has all this stuff. I mean, they took over Miami. Okay, now we got like the airplane ride by two major investigators for the NCAA. I don't want to say their names. I don't know part of it, but they're sitting in an airplane ride, and they said, "Hey, don't worry about that kid from Southern Cal. He's guilty as hell." Well, what do you mean he's guilty? You know, there's no. Don't worry. Otherwise, they prejudged everything they've done. They can't hide from it. And the academic scandal, since I'm going around the horn on this, the academic scandal at North Carolina, the Harvard of the South, was the most insane thing I ever heard from an institution like North Carolina. But here, let me just say this. They predicate, they being the NCAA, when we were in court for all those weeks in Oakland, their basic thing was, we're an educational vehicle. But yet, just like the University of Minnesota in the 90s, when the kids didn't have to go to school, I mean, they actually gave them a pass. They said, well, we let regular students went in there too. Damn.
Yep. Yep.
How about Cam? Cam's dad was guilty. Cam wasn't guilty. Cam gets to pick the bowl game he plays in. Right. I'm happy for Cam.
It was ridiculous, right? It was totally ridiculous.
No doubt. Sonny, we got to run, man. Yes. But we appreciate your knowledge. And we should also talk about this.
And we should also say, for people who don't know, Sonny, when he was with Nike, is the man who signed Michael Jordan. So that's his claim to fame. No doubt. Sonny, thank you.
Thank you. And hopefully we open up this channel again. I won't have an opening line on a restaurant. We'll have another minute or two. Be safe, guys.
Thank you.
All right, Sonny. Thanks, brother.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Our next guest, former NBA veteran, co-host of the Let's Get Technical podcast with Rasheed Wallace. You got to check it out. And he's here to talk some sense into my co-host, Bonzi Wells. Bonzi, what up, bro?
How you?
You know what? I'm going to say hi. But first of all, I need an apology from both of y'all right now.
I already knew this.
Hold
was
on, no. Oh.
No, here's the problem.
Here's the problem, Bonzi. You didn't just say Chris Paul is a bad man. Chris Paul's one of the top five point guards ever. You said he's the best point guard ever.
And you'll always get pushback on that. So we're not going to apologize for that.
Man, listen, are y'all seeing what this man is doing?
Oh, no. Is he the best point guard ever? You owe us an apology.
Yes. Is he the best point guard?
Man, let's talk at the end of his career. We can't.
Oh, hello.
We can't finish that to the end of his career. He's top three. He's top three or four.
Oh, now he's top three?
See? No, you already back it up.
No. I would never disrespect Magic. I would never do that. I would never disrespect Isaiah. You know, I would never do that. So I got respect
for
that. You know,
Steph?
I understand that.
Oscar?
He didn't mention Oscar. Steph now.
I told you about Steph. I put Steph at my shooting guard more than I put him at my point guard.
See,
because he's more of a shooting guard than a point to me.
That's Bonzi's tactic. He wants to take half of the point guards out of the equation. No Steph, no Dame, no Trey.
When has Steph got 10 assists in a game lately? Steph is trying to fire that thing. No disrespect to him because he's lethal. But this brother,
so do you count
is
Luka? Do you count Luka as a point guard or Harden?
I mean, they're different style point guard. They're more like point forwards. I look at them like in a Scottie Pippen type mode, like a bigger guard that can get anywhere they want to on the court, always get their shot off. I'm talking about a traditional point guard. Get
See,
there, making everybody better.
What y'all are hearing is Bonzi fashioning the argument to fit his narrative. That's what he's doing, you know.
That's how you're going to describe it? That's how you're going to describe it.
Listen, LeBron doesn't count. Well, you mentioned 10 assists for Steph Curry. If that was the standard. If you get 10 assists, you're in a point guard. So let's put LeBron and Luka and Harden in there.
They're point forwards. They're not traditional point guard. They're like so superstars that they can control the ball all the time. But I'm talking about a traditional point guard. Just think how many players the Chris Pauls make better on a daily basis, on a yearly basis, on every team that he's been on. You take a poll on anybody who played with Chris Paul, they're going to give him a glory view that they're going to say Chris Paul made them better. We didn't get a chance to see Magic go to three or four different teams. We didn't get a chance to see Isaiah and them do this, John Stockton. We didn't get a chance to see that. We've seen this man travel around. They sent this man to the dungeon. No disrespect to Oklahoma City, and he made them play well. It ain't no disrespect. Hold on. I mean, they tried to break
a lot of the Clippers, and I look. I'm with you on how great Chris is. I mean, you're a little high, but he's still great.
He's had his bad moments as well.
Yeah, you hold on, Bob. You know, you've heard some of those Clippers players say, "Hey, Chris was tripping." Chris was running his mouth too much. Chris was dominating the ball.
He thought he was the general manager.
What? So don't act like that didn't happen.
Man, come on. Who said that? Blake Griffin?
Because Kenyon Martin, I think, said it. Kenyon?
James Harden would say that because he dominates the ball. No, and James is nice and he's cool with it, but he dominates the ball. So you couldn't have a traditional point guard because he wasn't playing the way that he needed to be set up. He wanted to set up people. So that wasn't going. I knew that wasn't going to work when they made that trade.
I agree with you on that. Although you know, I mean, if Chris doesn't get hurt in 2018, they probably get a championship that year.
It's right? A different beast. Look, like I told y'all the last time we talked, I played with this man. This man could score 30 every night if he wanted to, but he's just such a team point guard type guy. He's trying to make sure everybody else is good. But Chris Paul, what you saw in Game 6 yesterday. I promise you, he could do that every single
night.
So
why did he do that in Game 3 and 4, or 4 and 5?
He's so unselfish. Like, you know, he understands this is Devin Booker's team. There's no, you know, that's clear cut. So he probably just tried to just try to play his role and let Devin do his thing. But you saw in Game 6 where he knew he had to step up. Come on, man, he had 41, 8 assists, no turnovers in one of the biggest games in the history of his life. Come on, man, you got to give him some props.
Hey, say it with your chest, man. Say he's the best.
He's the best point guard ever.
He's the best point guard ever.
He's the baddest.
Don't back up.
In my era, he's the baddest.
No. We don't do that on the Odd Couple.
No qualifiers.
We're no qualifiers.
In the Western Conference, in the Pacific Division.
Either you're the best or you're not. Yes. We don't do all that.
He's on my Mount Rushmore. I will not disrespect Magic Johnson, Isaiah, or Oscar Robertson. I told you that. I can't do it.
Bonzi just apologized to us.
All right, so Bonzi, Bonzi, here's my take on the Suns' run.
Bonzi, I'm with you on this. You better rip him on this.
On the Suns' run. Is it, you know, I mean, they did have a clear path. The Red Sea opened up.
Don't
no AD.
It,
no Jamal Murray. No Kawhi. And they could win a championship without having to face Trae Young or Giannis. So I'm saying, is this championship run to the finals, is it for real or is it for Gazy? Because I think it's for Gazy.
See, that's the hate in you right there.
Yes, it is. See?
That's the hate in you, bro, because we all know we've been around sports for a long time. This championship run is a marathon from the start of the season. Injuries happen. It's just part of it. I think anybody who's lost –
Not this much. Come on, Bonzi. Everything opened up his way. Everything?
Same thing with Kawhi then. When Kawhi won his championship in Toronto,
yes.
Everything kind of opened up for him.
When? Who was hurt in Philadelphia?
Kevin Durant.
Who didn't play in Philadelphia?
I'm just
Kevin Durant.
No, answer the question. In Philadelphia, when they won that Game 7, who didn't play?
Wasn't Embiid hurt?
No, he wasn't.
I think he may have been for a few of those games.
I think he missed a couple games early. It was something that he had a clear path of guys was getting hurt, and it just worked out for him. No, they earned it, but it still worked out perfectly for him. But this is how the NBA is. Guys get hurt. It's part of the game. We can't cry about it. It's all about who stays healthy the longest, and they are showing that they're healthy right now. They're playing well. If they continue this, I think they win the championship against anybody come out the East.
I'm with you on that, Bonzi. I'm with you on that. There's no doubt about it.
And you know, come on. Rob, I think you're a hater, man.
I'm a sports writer for 35 years,
ain't no
Bonzi.
Think about it.
I'm not a hater. I'm just pointing out.
Real, ask Rob what his motto is when he's
if
right
I'm
here,
writing.
Bro.
If I'm writing, I'm ripping. No, I'm
that is it. That's it. That's his motto.
I love it.
Says it all. Now, Embiid did play against Toronto. He played those 7 games. For some reason, though, he had a lot of bad games. 12 points, 11 points.
Right, but he played.
Points.
I was going to say that series. And I hear
up,
you.
He played. Yeah.
They played, and they beat him in 7 games.
Something. Yeah, he was banged up.
Something was messed up. He was banged up. He wasn't right. But regardless of what, that's part of any sport it's a marathon from the start of the season. If guys get hurt, it is what it is. I know key players got hurt this year, and it sucks because we wanted to see our favorite players match up. But that's just kind of how it is. And, you know, God got a strange way of showing up. And, you know, Chris Paul being faithful to this grind, so I think he deserves everything that's coming his way.
So you got them going, like you think they win it all?
I think so, man, because those guys, I mean, they got a tough-minded mindset over there. CP is just really leading those guys. I'm sorry, let me start with Monty Williams. Monty Williams and the staff is doing a great job.
Now, Monty, you played for Monty. Was Monty there in New Orleans?
No, he wasn't there. He wasn't there. But I've been knowing Monty for a while. You know, he would play at Notre Dame. I'm here in Indiana, so right. You know, I've always been a fan of Monty Williams. Kind of always followed his career. I loved his demeanor and just the type of man that he is. And you know, when it's Phoenix been, you know, one of the bottom of the basement teams out the West for a long time. This is opportunity. I think it's their time, man, and I think they're going to win it.
No, that's real.
I mean, they got a clear path.
Yep.
They do.
There you go, man.
They got a clear path. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, like, wow, I've never seen anything like this. And I know a lot of guys are hurt or whatever, but this was unbelievable. I just cannot get over, like, how many big-time players. And you know, Bonzi, you've covered the NBA and watched it and played in it for a long time. But you got to admit, you've never seen this many star players go down in one playoff, postseason.
Well, that's a fact. Yeah, it's right? Never been. Yeah. But Chris Paul was hurt too. He was hurt in the series with the Lakers, and then he missed the first two games of this series. So
that was for COVID, right?
Right. So he wasn't hurt, but COVID.
You know what I don't understand though? I don't understand how so many guys are getting hurt, and this is the non-contact era.
Right.
Like you're not even getting chucked and clotheslined and flipped and none of that stuff. I don't understand it. And especially with all the technology and all the way that they quote unquote claim that they're taking care of these guys' body and they got all this analytical stuff that if we rest the guys and we do all this stuff, they won't get hurt. Come on now.
Bonzi, in the off season, did you like get away and rest,
go on the beach and relax,
play ball again, or did you stay like in tip top shape the whole year, the whole summer off season?
Well, you know, the season is 8 months, and you know I went to the playoffs every year. So once I got done, I would take about a month off just to let my body heal, kind of get all just to let my body just kind of calm down, because when you're during the season, you're pumped up, you're just kind of always putting pressure on your body. So I take about a month to let my body just rest and let me know what's wrong with me, because when you're taking all type of anti-inflammatories and all this stuff, you don't even know where you're really hurt at, to be honest. So after about a few weeks, you know, once I just let all the meds get out of my body and I can just really feel my body, then I'll be like, oh, Lord, my knees hurt, my back hurt, all this stuff is hurting. And I give myself a chance to kind of maintenance that stuff. And right around middle of August, that's when you just really just start getting back into it, and all of September is a grind. So, you get those 45 days.
I think that's smart, but I think nowadays, correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like dudes don't take that month off. Like, they really pretty much just keep working out almost through the entire offseason, it seems. I think that has something to do with guys getting hurt so much.
I mean, definitely. You got to take some time off. And what I do, I played a lot of golf, so I would work out, but I'm not doing basketball-related stuff. I might just be in the pool. I might be riding a bicycle. I might do a – you know, this stuff to just keep my fitness together, but I'm not necessarily trying to put pressure on my body. You know, I do elliptical machines and stuff like that, the low-impact stuff, just to keep the cardio. But I don't want to do any banging, because I done banged for 90-plus games. You know, I played a physical game, so my body was literally hurting all the time. Right. So, you know, you got to kind of unplug a little bit and just let your body come back. And these guys are so on the run, and they've got so many different – you know, these guys now, they have so many different commitments, like – they got to be here, show up for here, play this, work out in front of these people. Social media is always on them. They got to show out for the camera. So it's like, man, you don't ever really get no downtime. So I feel sorry for these guys now that's under these microscopes, because they always got to be doing some high-tech stuff for these people to be like, ooh, look how he working. Look what he's doing. Something to talk about.
Nah, that's, all for show, sure, right. And that, it ain't probably the best thing for you.
Right. That's our man, Bonzi Wells, who he says Chris Paul's the greatest point guard ever. He didn't want to say it. We'll say it for him.
That's right.
go ahead and put it out there. It's going to go viral.
Great stuff, brother, man. Keep up the great work. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Blessings to you, brother. Always a pleasure, man.
All right, man. Peace.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast.
Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.